everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scoop. Scoop for the 17th of April. So today, Venus makes a semi-sextile to Saturn, Mars makes a semi-sextile to Chiron, Venus makes a conjunction to the Moon's North Node, and the Moon enters Void of course as well. So Venus's semi-sextile to Saturn is exact at 3:52 p.m. today, leaves us around the 19th of April, and Venus is in Pisces and Saturn's in Aquarius, so on the positive end it can increase our inner and outer stability, and it can bring more stability and commitment in our relationships and finances. Also, it can deepen long-lasting partnerships and financial security. We may meet someone new, or we may resolve issues in a divorce or other settlement you may be going through right now. It can help us to be more disciplined and responsibility, and have more self-control and have a deeper sense of accountability, and it's a perfect time to set realistic goals, giving yourself time for failure and stuff, and to start working or continue to work towards them productively and diligently. We can become more practical and realistic at this time, especially in our approach to love, beauty and financial matters. So it's a good energy to help us rethink our budget, to start a budget and make grounded financial relationship decisions as well. Negatively, Saturn's influence can restrict our emotions, we can be detached or feel a restriction in expressing feelings, and this can, you know, be difficult for those in relationships or forming new relationships over the next few days as well. We can overemphasize practicality, ignoring our intuition and creativity as well. This can lead to a lack of spontaneity and fun in our relationships as well. We can be pessimistic as well and be overcome to feelings of self-doubt and negativity as well. And we can just be more pessimistic in our outlook, and other people can be this way as well. So it's important to, you know, just be aware of this, and just to push through it and find the tools that can help you as well. The best use of this energy is to build solid foundations in both your professional and personal relationships and strengthen your commitments. So whether you know vows, and it may not be a big thing, it may just be a date night and you just go trade yourself, or if you fuck up on a relationship to everyone involved, or just something sweet like that. Great energy for financial planning, as I said as well. Be assessing your long-term financial goals and making sure the spending and income match up, and looking at ways you can improve your income as well. It can help us cultivate more self-discipline, as I said, and self-control, and strengthen our long-term relationships in the long run. Mars is semi-sextile to Chiron, that lasts until about the 19th of April, and Mars is in Aquarius and Chiron's in Pisces, so this just allows us to be open to emotional healing, increase our self-awareness, and have the courage to confront our past wounds. But negatively, it can intensify emotions, and this can add to conflict in our relationships or within itself as well. So it's important to be mindful of impulsive reactions and channel the energy of Mars more productively rather than giving into aggression and frustration. And if people bring that energy to you, just try and walk away from it, and try not to take it personally. To make the most of this energy, access your inner strength, take action towards your personal healing. This can involve self-care, therapy, looking for a new therapist, because sometimes we just don't find the right one on the first go. Exploring spiritual practices for emotional healing, so doing research on different ways to heal yourself emotionally. So all in all, today's energy just wants us to focus on becoming better individuals. Also on the 17th of April, Venus makes a conjunction to the Moon's North Node, and Venus is in Pisces and the North Node is in Pisces as well. This energy lasts up until about the 19th, so it just promotes us going after new beginnings and being open to new areas of growth, and helps us to repair the rifts that other transits of the day brings into our relationships So it brings the energy of love and harmony and attraction. So some of you may meet new people, just you may not be falling out of love, and you may fall back in love with your partners or partner. You can become more emotionally sensitive and be a bit romantically idealistic, ignoring the effects. So try not to get lost in illusions or unrealistic expectations, but the best use of this energy is just to try and understand yourself and others on the soul level, connect with your intuition, maybe meditate as a couple and stuff like that. Perfect energy for love, as I said, self-discovery and growth, and just becoming more emotionally fulfilled within yourself and in your relationship, as well as building more meaningful connections into your life. So yeah, that was the daily scopes for the 17th of April.